Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Giving all, gaining all. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Haven't you heard? It's a question often asked when a piece of news, good or bad, is assumed to be common knowledge. In chapters 5 and 6, Paul uses a similar question to jog the memories of the church members at Corinth. 7 times he challenges them by asking, "Do you not know?" Listen as A.B. Simpson expounds on how you belong to God. Walk with A.B. Simpson, an American minister, missionary, statesman, and church leader in the late 1800s to early 1900s. What a privilege that we may consecrate ourselves. What rest and comfort lie hidden in those words, "Not my own." I am not responsible for my salvation, not burdened by my cares, not obliged to live for my interest, but I am altogether His. I am redeemed, owned, saved, loved, and kept in His strong, unchanging arms. Oh, the rest from sin and self and anxiety-producing care which true consecration brings. To be able to give Him our poor, weak life with its awful possibilities and its utter helplessness. To know He will accept it and take joy and pride in making out of it the utmost possibilities of blessing, power, and usefulness. To give all and find in doing so that we have gained all. To be so yielded to Him in entire self-surrender that He is bound to care for us as for Himself. We are putting ourselves in the hands of a loving Father, more solicitous for our good than we can be, and only wanting us to be fully submitted to Him so that He may be freer to bless us. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
1 Corinthians 6. If any of you has a dispute with one another, do you dare to take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the Lord's people? Or do you not know that the Lord's people will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, do you ask for a ruling from those whose way of life is scorned in the church? I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers, but instead one brother takes another to court, and this in front of unbelievers? The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers and sisters. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. You say, food for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By His power God raised the Lord from the dead, and He will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body. But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
God owns you because he bought you at a staggering price. Your salvation, though a free gift to you, was no cheap grace from God. Rather, it cost him the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish. 1 Peter 1:19. What haven't you heard?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.